Make your home more efficient for the summer heat with the help of Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center in Paso Robles. Blake's stocks everything you'll need to maintain your existing evaporative cooler. Now's the time to check those pads, pumps, float valves, and motors. Blake's carries quality Dial evaporative cooler repair parts and Dial cooler pumps from 5,000 to 11,000 CFMs. Also, multiple sizes of Aspen and DuraCool pads. Blake's True Value's knowledgeable staff will help you find the right Dial cooler part to keep your home cool through the summer. Dial evaporative cooler parts keep your cooler running efficiently, and that saves money. If it's time to replace that old tired cooler, Blake's has specials on new efficient evaporative coolers, both roof mount and window mount models. Get the help you need at Blake's True Value Hardware Center, 1701 Riverside Avenue in Paso Robles. Blake's, behind every project is a True Value.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, July 1st, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
City of Paso Robles releases full guide on 4th of July celebration. Councilmember Chris Beal launches re-election campaign. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny. Highs in the low 70s. It's 53 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive in Calmetto Lane. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. With the upcoming 4th of July celebration at Barney Schwartz Park and more than 10,000 guests expected, the City of Paso Robles has released an information guide for visitors to help make the evening more enjoyable. The city says limited free parking is available in Barney Schwartz's paved lots, with off-site walking distance parking available across Union Road, east of the Paso Robles Sports Club, east of Fire Station 3, and also with designated rideshare and pedestrian drop-off pickups in front of Barney Schwartz's soccer fields. Parts of the park will be closed July 3rd and 4th for formal setup. Road closures will also be in effect until the event has safely cleared, such as Union Road at Highway 46 East at 7 p.m. on July 4th, There will also be no left turns allowed from westbound 46 or right turns from eastbound 46 during this time. The fireworks show will begin at approximately 9:15 p.m. The city advises attendees to not bring their pets, alcoholic beverages, barbecues, or fireworks of any kind. Northbound traffic on the US 101 slowed down significantly yesterday afternoon just north of the Cuesta Grade after an oak tree fell into the lanes of the roadway. CHP says the tree fell at about 1:41 p.m. and blocked the number one lane and some of the number two lane. Smaller vehicles were able to pass the tree using the number one lane, but larger vehicles were unable to pass. Traffic cleared later that afternoon as the tree was removed. Councilmember Chris Beal launches a re-election campaign for District 1. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
Junior, you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to slowcountyhearingaids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. Current District 1 Passerable City Councilmember Chris Beal announced her re-election campaign on Sunday. During a kickoff party, Beal said, quote, "One of the most rewarding parts of this job has been helping residents understand how local governments work and how they can most effectively engage on issues they care about." Beal was elected in 2024 to represent District 1 after Sharon Roden. Beal's campaign says that she'll focus on issues such as affordable housing, parks and community spaces, jobs and economic diversity, pedestrian and traffic safety, and helping residents navigate city government. So far, she is the only candidate officially listed for District 1 on the City of Paso Robles website. The County Sheriff's Office has released a reminder for residents that all fireworks, other than permitted professional displays, are prohibited in all unincorporated areas of San Luis Obispo County. These include the communities of Oceano, Cayucas, Napomo, Avila Beach, Shandon, Creston, Santa Margarita, San Miguel, and all other unincorporated areas. The Sheriff's Office will be deploying maximum staffing throughout the county and taking a zero-tolerance approach to illegal fireworks violations. Penalties for illegal fireworks include $1,000 per violation. Crime Stoppers is also offering a reward of $500 for information that leads to the identification and arrest of individuals possessing illegal fireworks with the intent to sell them. Templeton will allow fireworks to be launched on non-commercial private properties on July 4th from noon to 10 p.m. The Sheriff's Office wishes everyone an enjoyable and safe Independence Day holiday. The Grover Beach Police Department released a case highlight yesterday on social media for a case back in May. Police responded to a report of a burglary that occurred at Bob's Car Wash on the 200 block of West Grand Avenue. Officers were informed that a suspect broke into the door and stole coins. The Grover Beach Police Department says the suspect stole from the machine a second time and was unsuccessful after several other attempts. Police identified the suspect as 43-year-old Anthony Shargalaff of Grover Beach and that he resided just across the street from the car wash. Upon being arrested, Mr. Shargalaff was found to be in possession of a stolen cargo trailer with illegal firearms, ammunition, and stolen property. Mr. Shargalaff was transported to the San Luis Obispo County Jail, booked on several charges. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Mariners beat the Angels 8-3, the Diamondbacks over the Giants 8-2, Dodgers beat the Athletics 9-3, the Cubs over the Padres 9-7, the Tigers beat the Yankees 9-3. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Athletics, the Padres will go against the Cubs, the Giants will face the Diamondbacks, the Yankees will go against the Tigers. In California news, on Tuesday, the state Senate's Elections Committee rejected a proposal that would block anyone listed in California's three-tiered sex offender registration system from running for public office. The vote was 2-1-2. A male juvenile was taken into custody last night for the alleged murder of an infant girl. Emergency officials were dispatched to the 1400 block of Lynn Oak Drive in Los Angeles County. They determined an infant girl had been thrown to the floor by a juvenile at the residence. The juvenile's arraignment hearing is scheduled for July 2nd, and he has been taken into the Los Padrinos Juvenile Hall. A tenured professor at San Jose State University, California, was fired last year over pro-Palestinian activism posts on social media. After several appeals, Professor Sanghia Kil was granted her job back when it was ruled that the California State University system violated free speech laws. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:14.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, this week, Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins announced the Strengthening Processing for U.S. Ranchers program that she says will help provide temporary support for eligible beef processing establishments. Under SPUR, the USDA will provide up to $500 million in payments to eligible entities to help support stronger and more stable market opportunities for U.S. ranchers. Now, these payments, they say, are authorized under the Commodity Credit Corporation Charter Act and are administered by the FSA. Payments are intended to help provide financial support to eligible beef processors who have faced increased costs of acquiring cattle for processing due to the abnormally low numbers of cattle being raised in the U.S. at this time and other conditions currently impacting the overall cattle market. Additional information, including applications, will be provided to eligible entities using contact information that's currently on file with the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service. And I bet they're going to have plenty of information as well at our local USDA service centers across America. Every summer, smart cattle buyers turn to Superior Livestock for quality selection and volume. Join Superior July 6th through the 10th for the Week in the Rockies video auction from Steamboat Springs, Colorado, featuring more than 240,000 head of calves, yearlings, and breadstock from top ranches across the country. Superior's Week in the Rockies has the loads to fit your needs. View every lot online and register to bid today at SuperiorLivestock.com. Don't miss Week in the Rockies, July 6th through the 10th, only at Superior Livestock.
For the last 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been the source of news for farmers and ranchers. Yet we have never seen such an assault on farming and our food supply as we do today. From fuel to fertilizer, farmers are facing unprecedented economic challenges. This is why agriculture news that farmers receive comes from the Ag Information Network, reaching coast to coast. Deep roots in farming and decades of reporting, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism for generations.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together.
Downtown. Everything's waiting for you.
Go to PasoRobles.downtown.org.
Lint Patrol specializes in dryer vent cleaning. You can trust Dylan with Lint Patrol to keep your vents clean and safe, and this helps your dryer run more efficiently and reduces the risk of a house fire. Dylan has over 6 years of appliance preventative maintenance experience and is knowledgeable in all things appliance care. This is an affordable, simple way to help protect your home. Contact Dylan today at 805-975-5176 or visit lintpatrolca.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. California Farm Bureau last month joined more than 100 agricultural organizations in a letter urging congressional appropriators to provide additional funding and staffing support for local U.S. Department of Agriculture offices of the Farm Service Agency and Natural Resources Conservation Service. The coalition highlighted growing concerns that staffing reductions, retirements, and workforce attrition have led to delays and service disruptions in USDA field offices across the country, including in California. The offices play a critical role in administering farm programs, conservation assistance, disaster relief, and technical support for farmers. According to the letter, several USDA agencies have experienced significant workforce losses during the past year, creating challenges for producers seeking timely access to programs and services. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. Clouds this morning giving way to sunny skies for the afternoon. Highs in the upper 60s. Southwest winds at 15 to 20 miles per hour. A few passing clouds tonight. Low 50s. Southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow. Highs in the mid 70s. Southwest winds at 15 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Friday, sunny on Saturday, partly cloudy on Sunday, sunny on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday next week. Low 80s Friday into the weekend and on Monday and Tuesday, then 88 a week from today. Currently, it is 53 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:20.
Sign up now for tips from the master, a trainer's trainer, Gary Whiting, who has trained Olympic and extreme athletes. Sunday, July 19th, Kennedy Club Fitness, starting at 2. 40 years ahead of the science, you'll learn about nutrition, intestinal cleansing, and more. Learn from the master, Gary Whiting, the formula for the optimal lifestyle and the 7 laws of radiant overall health. Tips from the master, Sunday, July 19th, Kennedy Club Fitness. For more information, go to GaryWhiting.com or 530-410-5270.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Payroll processing company ADP says job growth from private employers increased by 98,000 in June. It is slightly less than expected, but still in the range of a healthy job market. ADP chief economist Neela Richardson says it's taking people longer to find work, but there are signs that some industries, including construction, are finding it more difficult to find employees. Outplacement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas says fewer people were laid off in June. Announced job cuts were down 53%. In the month to under 46,000. Artificial intelligence continues to reshape how companies think about headcount. General Mills shares are higher. Its quarter was better than expected. And Kroger, the supermarket chain, is buying Giant Eagle, paying $1.65 billion. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
You're probably listening to this in your car, so let me ask you. Would you drive without insurance? Of course not. So why is your retirement portfolio unprotected? Gold is portfolio insurance. It helps de-risk your savings when markets get unpredictable. Noble Gold Investments has helped thousands of Americans do exactly that, with no high-pressure sales and thousands of five-star reviews. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making any investment decisions.
Tachi Palace Casino Resort presents an unforgettable summer of live entertainment. Catch country sensation Warren Zeiders on July 2nd, R&B legends Boyz II Men on July 9th, island favorites Kolohe Kai on July 25th, Aaron Lewis on August 8th, the world-famous Gypsy Kings on August 15th, and comedy superstar Bert Kreischer on September 18th. Tickets are on sale now at TachiPalace.com. Plus, save $5 on each ticket purchased on-site with your Premier Club card. Only at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Do you use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated, Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location. Paso Robles refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Friday and has a dump station for your RV. Learn more. Call Delta Liquid Energy 805-239-0616 or go online. DeltaLiquidEnergy.com.
Story Termite and Pest Control, 805-460-0650.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Got rats? Story Termite and Pest Control has over 33 years of experience providing thorough and professional expertise for all your pest control problems, and for 5 years in a row, Story Termite has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. And their service area includes San Luis Obispo to Santa Maria.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand
rats in my room.
805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish, fly in my eye, goat in my boat, snakes in my cage.
Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com as we get going with Freedom of Speech, which is brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. It is the perfect Central Valley staycation. All righty, call or text 238-577-5238-KPRL to participate. That's what Freedom of Speech is for, it is to participate. Freedom here. Okay, coming up this afternoon, Karen on Sound Off. She'll start with Chuck Bell. He's the former attorney talking about they'll be examining the election then on Julie Thacker, and they're going to be talking about the airport bleeding revenue. As a matter of fact, I got an email that came in regarding this because it's a must read in Cal Coast News today on what's happening at the Paso Robles Airport. All right. And I'll get to that email in just a moment, or the text, too. So, but first, a couple of things to do. Dylan Beavers, born and raised here in Paso Robles, playing for the Baltimore Orioles. He's back. He was out for about a month, had a little bit of an injury there. And last night, although the Orioles lost to the Sox, it was 9-3. He was batting in the third hole, or the three hole, playing left field, and he went 1-for-4. And it was an RBI double, and he also scored a run. So glad to see him back out there on the diamond. All right. Also, as I mentioned, since we gave away tickets to the California Mid-State Fair months ago, and things come up in people's lives, and we've been very fortunate to have some people who said, hey, something came up or their plans changed, and they will not be able to. So I have the tickets back. So here are my final two tickets. It's for the Treaty Oak Revival, Thursday, July 23rd, and you do get the admission ticket. So that's two tickets for Treaty Oak Revival. Just email me, kevin@kprl.com, and I will let you know before noon today if you have won the tickets or not. It is that simple. That simple. All right. There you go. And, again, thanks for the folks, I guess you can say giving back. All right, let's see here. The email that came in early this morning, because, Karen put out the article last night. So here goes. First, I am a former pilot, not a professional, just my own private plane. Too old to fly anymore. Well, it's good you recognize that. The problem with the Paso Robles Airport stemmed from a clique of the private plane owners, many of whom are arrogant SOBs. Two city council members who voted for Lloyds did so for their own personal reasons, not for the best interest of the public. In Karen's article, she says that the John Hammond and Sharon Roden had or still have planes. Okay, and then goes on to say here, and to hire someone from the water department to head the airport was ill-advised. This council continues to make bad decisions and costly decisions, and the voters need to be careful. I believe that one of the possible candidates running for council is among this clique of arrogant SOBs. I am glad I don't have to be around these people anymore. Thanks. All right, well, thank you for the email. Always appreciate that firsthand experience, and there's always other sides and so forth. So if there is another side, speak. Because that's what we have here. There's been some problems at the airport. If we go back to the deal, and I don't blame Mr. Weyrich, but the city, remember they were following David Weyrich around, wagging their tails, and didn't turn out well for the city of Paso Robles. Now, according to Karen's article, this vote by the city council a couple years ago has cost the city hundreds of thousands of dollars in fee and tax revenue. If you remember last week,
I mentioned that one of the things you might want to ask some city council people are, how's the airport doing? Well, I did that for a reason, because I have been told what's going on or not going on out there. So if you go back, and if you remember, I don't know if you call it a controversy, but there were some suspicions of what was going on out there. Now, suspicions doesn't mean it's absolutely accurate. It just comes from either side. But if you just go back, the ACI Jet folks, remember, the rents were almost identical when this came up. Now, ACI Jet offered to invest $17.6 million into the airport, with construction to start within a year, including the renovation of and an addition to the terminal. The lease that then would run for 40 years, at which time capital improvements would become the property of the city. Okay, so that's ACI. Now, ACI is down in San Luis now, doing very well. And they've taken some of that used to come to Paso with them. Now, Lloyd's Aviation offered to invest $8.9 million with construction to start within 2 years of the 45 lease. Well, that hasn't happened. If you remember, the British Royal Air Force used to come to this airport, but they're in San Luis Obispo now. All right. And a year and a half into the contract with Paso Robles, Lloyd's Aviation has discussed plans but has not broke ground on contracted capital improvements. City sources say Lloyd's is hoping to amend its 45-year contract. So anyway, there's a lot more in the article, and it's going to be talked about this afternoon here on Sound Off. So, and Karen has some of the numbers out there. I mean, on the site as well. So, who knows? Speaking of that, we know the Supreme Court's decision a month ago or so about these district votings around the country, and I wonder if the city of Paso Robles or the Paso Robles School District has considered doing away with these district votes. Anyway, maybe we'd get more candidates. Who knows? All right. Also, California lawmakers, they're rolling back the new public records barriers. If you remember, Susanna brought this up, not this past Monday, the Monday before, making it more difficult for people to request public records. And luckily, some First Amendment advocates, I'll just say, got up in arms about it. And so this bill has been scaled back a little bit. But one of the things it does, they have to respond to requests from 10 calendar days to 10 business days. Now, this request could be extended by no more than 14 business days, up from the 14 calendar days. But one of the things that caught people's eyes was the decision for the request for the records would be a couple of things. One is if whoever, and I never saw that in the bill, who would decide if they thought it was going to be for a malicious intent. Again, to have an agency decide what they deem is malicious intent. Also, it would have allowed agencies to charge $22 to $66 an hour to process requests officials deem to be for commercial use, a steep increase from the current rules that only allow agencies to charge for copies of records, typically between 10 to 50 cents a page. Well, of course, the money would be a discouragement. Now, I got an email from someone saying, well, you know, it costs time and stuff at the records. If the records aren't there, it's a waste of time. Well, no, if the records aren't there, then they would have that information that if somebody requests something similar, they can simply say, those records do not exist, or we don't, whatever the answer is. So it's not a waste of time. It's not a waste of time. Plus, it's their job. I don't know what's involved. Karen obviously would, because she requests records quite often. And someday she ought to do a show just on the request records, and maybe not giving out names here locally, of the difference between some of the agencies who are very, very nice to deal with and others who are a pain in the ancestor or ancestors, as my Uncle Warren used to say. Again, this thing about malicious intent. Now, one of the complaints in this, in the conversation about this bill, is that the workers, of course, they're having to, you know, put in extra time. Okay. I've never requested any records. I'm just guessing here that you're using a computer to track or get these records. And that means you're sitting there eating your donut and drinking your coffee all day, and you're hitting buttons. I'm looking for these records. Oop, I have the email address here. The records, excuse me, I have the email, I found the records, and I'm going to make a copy of it, and then I'm going to hit this button here to email to the person who requested it. Boy, that was a lot of work. Again, I don't know how much more is involved, but this woe is me, you're there, that's your job, you work in records. One of the things these workers might want to think about and go to their supervisors and say, or ask, why are people requesting records more? Well, I'll tell you one of the reasons, because we don't trust what's coming out from the people that are at the top, whether they're elected officials or not. We're not trusting the information that they give us. So we have the right and to go ask for those records. So you might want to take a look, like a lot of other instances, why people don't trust government. It's that simple. I tend to simplify most things because life ain't that complicated. People make it complicated. So if any of you have gone or worked in that area, please let us know from your perspective. Okay, also, we have, Chris has mentioned this a couple of times, I have as well, that we have some new laws coming into the state of California because we need more laws. And one of these is, let's see here, it has to do with the volume. But I came across something that I thought was somewhat laughable, and this has to do with the streaming services. And where was it? I don't know if it was funny. Okay. Now, this is what caught my eye. It's Senate Bill 576. This is the way it reads, the first sentence. A bill supported by many parents of restless infants. It limits the volume of advertisements that are played on streaming services. Now ads will have to remain at the same or lower volume as the show or movie the user is watching. The bill affects streaming services like Netflix, Amazon Prime Video, and more. A similar law was already implemented at the federal level for regular TV broadcast in 2010, well before streaming services were used today, that's, you know, in the mainstream. I have a question. Chris, you don't watch TV. I know that. Okay, right?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. You watch streaming stuff?
No, I watch YouTube videos.
Okay. You have a volume control, don't you?
Yes.
And that volume control is right at your hands, right?
On my computer, yes.
Okay. Now, again, I'm assuming here, just assuming, that this, you know, if people are watching it on the big screen TV and so forth, well, no, Chris, let me ask you. What percentage of people do you think that have the big screen TV watching, whether it's Netflix, Amazon Prime, or whatever it is, have the channel changer in their hand or within a foot of them themselves?
Fewer than you might expect, because a lot of people tend to put on TV in the background while they do other things.
Really?
Yes. It's a common trend these days, especially with streaming services.
Wow, I am a dinosaur. I get that thing on, I'm kerplunk, and I'm there.
That certainly hasn't died out, but I know that there is a substantial portion of the population that use television shows as background noise while they're doing chores, for instance.
Hmm. All right, well, so much for my theory.
Thanks. Sorry to puncture a hole into it.
That's okay. That's okay. I need that once in a while. And I need it to realize that I'm from the MacArthur quote, old soldiers never fade away, they just die or whatever, go away. I forget, something like that. Anyways, okay. Fair enough. Fair enough. All right. So anyway, I was thinking, well, what's the big deal? You just turn down the volume, turn the volume up, turn it down, turn it up, turn it down. Because that happens quite frequently when I'm watching something. And it's not just old movies. It's all kinds of shows. Even the commercials and so forth. Ball games. It happens all the time. So anyway, this in California is apparently a very, very important issue to the folks here. We also know that you'll be spending more money on gender-neutral restrooms required at schools. All public schools in California must provide access. So there, more clarity on food expiration dates, okay? Prominent display of food allergens at restaurant chains. That's with 20 more locations. I guess this is so important that it doesn't need to apply to any restaurant. Okay, I don't know the reason for that. Autonomous vehicles. Driverless vehicle. Now listen to this. Driverless vehicles can now be cited by police for traffic and vehicle code violations with the vehicle's manufacturers being responsible for payment. Also, AB 1777 also ensures that all autonomous vehicles include an emergency phone line inside for passengers to use during times of need. Again, my assumption would be that if you're in an autonomous vehicle, I'm just guessing you probably have a phone, which you would be able to use. But this is an emergency phone line. Okay. I had no idea about that. I'm not going to ask Chris any more questions about these things with that because he'll put another hole in my balloon.
Whoops.
Well, I will ask you, don't you think that most people in an autonomous vehicle probably have a cell phone?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait, what do you mean? What does it mean by autonomous vehicle exactly?
Those things, the driverless vehicles.
The driverless vehicles, like the Waymos?
They don't list the name here, but I don't know.
Okay. Well, you're talking about, driverless cars that we were talking about some other point in the at a different broadcast, right?
Right.
Yeah, I assume that, because how else are you supposed to, call for them?
With your phone.
Yeah, exactly. So they probably have their phone.
Right, so, but it's demanding that these vehicles include an emergency phone line. Does that make any sense?
Well, maybe your phone dies.
Well, you know
what? That's a little irresponsible, but...
Maybe I get hit by a meteor, too. So I think we should have a law that says no meteors allowed, or, it's like the gun-free zone.
Bad?
Well, when you talk, it's not bad, but we'll see how far this goes.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. Again, it's speakerphone. It's not Bluetooth. So I was just thinking about, you climb into an autonomous car, the door's locked, all of a sudden somebody takes over and says, okay, now we're going to take you someplace you don't want to go, and we're going to rob you.
What?
It's like Christine, the possessed car. It comes after you. These autonomous cars are going to be, they're going to start using them to run over people. And, it's going to be very interesting to see how these things can be hacked.
Well, that was one of the concerns when, this first started to come out about how many years ago, where how are they going to keep people from being able to hack them and do whatever they want?
I mean, we had a recall on one of the vehicles that we had. That somebody hacked into the Bluetooth phone system and could take over steering and braking, and that was kind of creepy. But it happened, and the guy warned. It was Jeep warned him and said, "Hey, we can do this." And they're saying, "Nah." And all of a sudden, they got in and did what they needed to do. And it's like, "Oh man, now we got to go back in and recall them and update the software."
Okay, so again, as technology advances and, you know, something like these autonomous cars come out, is my assumption naive to think that they'll be able to stave that off?
No, not at all. There's always going to be some. I mean, it's like counterfeit money. Oh, we're going to make it harder to counterfeit. They still do it.
Well, the counterfeit money is one thing, but you're messing with a 3,000-pound vehicle. That's pretty serious.
I know, and that's what I'm saying. Is, I mean, nothing is safe. There's always going to be some way to get in, you know, and once you say, no, everything's, if they tell you it's completely safe and effective, you know it's not safe and effective.
Yeah, they can't guarantee that at all. No. Well,
but I know you're up against it. You guys have a good day.
All right, thank you. Real quick here. Hi, good morning.
Hi, Kevin. On that production of documents or whatever you want to call it, in the case of Chris Bausch, the city, to begin with, what they wanted was too voluminous, and that's a proper objection. But the city attorney said, no, no, we're not going to use that. You just do what you can, and said, do not turn anything over until the city attorney has had a chance to review it. And so he's working on it, this huge, voluminous request, and lo and behold, there comes a point where the city attorney says, we're not going to represent you anymore. So he had to go get his own attorney. And he was turning the stuff over to the city attorney. And so the Trib said, wait a minute, you're taking too long. Well, our judge here in Paso Robles was smart enough to see through this whole thing. And before it was over, and Chris Bausch had turned everything over, And the city had reviewed it and turned it over to the Trib. They found absolutely nothing that Sharon Roden and Ty Lewis thought they were going to find against Chris Bausch. And then John Hammond goes in the city council on the radio and he tore into Chris Bausch maliciously. And I was really upset with him over that. It worked out. Chris Bausch kept his cool, responded, and Chris Bausch is the only one I trust on that city council anymore.
Well, you're probably not alone. And, you know, again, this email I received from this former pilot, he did, you know, mention that the amount of mistakes that this city council has made that has cost the taxpayers millions of dollars is pretty amazing.
The manager of the airport in San Luis came up and testified on behalf of ACI, and the city just ignored her.
Well, again, when you look at the players in this and on the committee, and again, according to this email, this was not a surprise. If you remember a word that was mentioned regarding Lloyd's as opposed to ACI, and I was suspicious right from the start when I heard it, because somebody from the city, I don't remember who, and this was on public records, remember, if you remember, they said that Lloyd's was a better cultural fit, which I don't know what that means.
I reviewed the bids on both, and I disagree.
The what?
I reviewed the bids from both, and I disagree, but I'm not on city council.
Well, I know. Okay, we're up against the clock. We got to go. Thanks. We're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The Grover Beach Police Department released a case highlight yesterday on social media for a case back in May. Police responded to a report of a burglary that occurred at Bob's Car Wash on the 200 block of West Grand Avenue and identified the suspect as 43-year-old Anthony Chargalef, who resided just across the street from the car wash. He was found to be in possession of a stolen cargo trailer with illegal firearms. With the upcoming 4th of July celebration at Barney Schwartz Park and more than 10,000 guests expected, the City of Paso Robles has released an information guide for visitors to help make the evening more enjoyable, which includes a list of all parking spaces, drop-off options, and also road closures. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny, highs in the low 70s. It's 53 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. A heat dome threatening to bring triple-digit temperatures and high humidity for tens of millions of Americans starting today as we approach the 4th of July holiday.
We've got extreme heat warnings up from the Midwest down the middle Mississippi, the Ohio Valley, and of course into the Mid-Atlantic and right here back up into the Northeast. New York City hasn't seen the triple digits in a decade and a half.
Fox Weather's Ian Oliver, another Democrat incumbent ousted by a Democratic socialist. Mayla Quiroz defeating Colorado Congresswoman Diana DeGette get in Tuesday's primary.
The promise is made. The promise is unfulfilled. That this country belongs to everyone who loves it and what it stands for. Not just the people born here. Not just the people who look a certain way. But everyone.
Senator John Hickenlooper survived a primary challenge from progressive Julie Gonzalez. America's listening to Fox News.
The Red Scooter Deli with two locations, downtown and on 6th Street in Paso Robles. The downtown location on Pine Street is open 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Thursdays now for concerts in the park. Plan your musical enjoyment with a to-go dinner from the downtown Red Scooter Deli. Red Scooter Deli has beer, wine, and mimosas. Ask for the 15% off KPRL discount. Great deli fresh food delivered throughout Paso Robles, Templeton, the airport area, and wineries. Go to redscooterdeli.com.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical, proudly serving you since 1979. All right, got some sunshine headed our way, high about 71, couple of clouds, but mostly clear tonight and overnight. Lows near 50. We'll be in the mid-70s for your Thursday, okay? And then Friday, low 80s, low to mid 80s for your big 4th of July celebration. Low 80s on Sunday and Monday, mid 80s Tuesday. Wednesday of next week, upper 80s. Today's UV index will be 11. Up and down we go. 5:51 a.m., 8:23 p.m. We are at 53. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero. It's where they offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. Moving gently along here on this Wednesday edition on The Right Choice. World-famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's and Atascadero, your most complete firearms trainer and supplier. As we check in to see what animals may be out and about and get them where they need to be, home, safe, and sound. Well, so far so good, but remember, heed the warning about the fireworks on the 4th of July and your animals and all that kind of stuff. It's like the Halloween thing. They get frightened and scared and all that kind of stuff. Nothing to report. All right, Chris, yesterday you had the bird feathers in the golf ball.
Which I got incorrect.
Yes, and this one. The earliest hockey pucks. What were they made out of?
Oh boy, more sports-related stuff. Wood.
No, I'll give you a hint. Now, hockey is generally considered, meaning they just got rid, you know, they were done with the finals a couple of weeks ago, so, but generally, we think of ice and cold and winter, right?
Yes.
Okay. And you need something that's, you know, pretty stiff and so forth to go along the ice.
Correct.
So that means it would have to be something, well, it didn't have to be, but because of back then, it needed to be frozen.
Yes.
So what was this frozen thing that they were playing hockey out of? The first hockey pucks were made out of frozen what?
I'm just going to guess water, just ice on ice.
Oh, no.
Um,
Think of a four-legged animal.
Well, there's a lot of those. A frozen, a frozen mouse.
That'd be kind of fun. It's something that any of us that have been on a farm when we were kids, we would play with or throw at each other, our brothers and sisters.
Well, I didn't grow up on a farm, so you got me.
The earliest hockey pucks were made out of frozen cow poop.
All righty, then.
All right, folks, there you go. Let's see here. If you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230, or reception at kprl.com. The world-famous pet alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero. Simply go to atascaderogunshop.com. All righty, 4.5 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton, and of course, out at the airport, the One Niner Diner. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply, and they are on file. All right, we're coming up on the 4th of July, folks. Americans are projected to spend a record amount of money on consumer fireworks. Now, how much is that? Okay. Now, Americans are going to, I think the average I saw for a meal was about $80. And that includes the approximately 150 million hot dogs that Americans will eat. But how much money are Americans projected to spend on the consumer fireworks? 238-5775, 238-KPRL. How much do you think? And the number is higher when you include the professional displays. But for the rest of us, and more cities and counties and even some states are banning fireworks. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, $300 million.
Chicken fee, sir. Chicken fee. You can put that chicken fee, freeze it, and put it and play hockey with it. That's what you can do with it. Hi, good morning.
$3 billion.
Chris, how close should I be? What do you think? Oh, you know what? I'm going to be generous to you, sir, because I'm that kind of guy.
Great. I like that. You're really wonderful.
Well, I'll wait till you hear the answer and so forth and so on. All right, may I have your name, sir?
Larry Jones.
Harry Jones or Larry?
Larry.
Larry Jones. All right, Larry. Well, I have you down as a qualifier, and you have a wonderful July 4th.
Thank you. Goodbye now.
All right. All right. So, I gave it to Larry because, after all, I am, a heart as big as. Anyway, Americans are projected to spend a record $2.5 billion on consumer fireworks alone, with total spending, that's with the professional displays, $3 billion. So I was being a nice guy, and I gave it to, well, I didn't give it to Larry. He earned it. Anyway, so there you have, just think about that. $3 billion. And I'm not saying this is wrong, but we're complaining about the price of gas and everything else. So we're going to spend $3 billion on fireworks.
Priorities.
Right, yeah.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. Northbound traffic on the US 101 slowed down significantly yesterday afternoon just north of the Cuesta Grade after an oak tree fell into the lanes of the highway. CHP says the tree fell at about 1:41 p.m. and blocked the number one lane and some of the number two lane. County Sheriff's Office has released a reminder for residents that all fireworks, other than permitted professional displays, are prohibited in all unincorporated areas of San Luis Obispo County. They'll be on a maximum enforcement period with zero tolerance approach to violations. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny. Highs in the low 70s. It's 53 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Right, if you go back to the year 2000s, Americans spent $407 million on consumer fireworks. Now we're up to a total of $3 billion. Now, supply chain factors, and that would include 15% import tariffs on goods from our good friends China, where 99% of fireworks are sourced. Nothing more American than that. Two more to go this hour, brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.